Hello, everybody out there. This is Saffronia, the SAF, doing another podcast reply to Relentless's My Rights versus Your Rights on the ATSC fee conspiracies. So I'm trying to get into conspiracies now, and I've been to the NWO board, and I was looking through some of the old posts, and I'm telling you, there is so much stuff over there that, hey, I'm lost, okay? So I'm going to need some help, but I'm sure the people here at ATS will be happy to help me when I do come up with a few questions. So I'm really trying to maybe change my focus here a little bit from politics to conspiracies, because I mean, I'm just really interested in them now. So I just got through listening to How Much Is the Doggies podcast, and I want to say excellent podcast. I mean, you're coming from both sides of the coin here. You've seen what it's like to be a minority in a minority's position, or a so-called minority. I'm kind of adverse to the word minority. I don't know why. It's just, it seems like it's such a divisive word, but you've seen what it's like to be in the minority's position, and you've been in the position of being a majority in your country, and that is a very unique experience, a very unique take that you can have by being able to experience both sides of that issue of being a minority. I mean, in America, well, in this country, when you're a black person, you're automatically assumed to be a minority, and I get a lot of stereotyping. You know, if I'm especially like when I was working in corporate America, you get the people that they just assume automatically, just because you're black, that you know a lot of things about the ghetto, which I guess you probably would, but they just assume that you're gonna bring that on, especially as a black woman. They assume that you're going to be sassy, or you know, and I'm not really that type a person. I guess I got a little sass in me, but it's not over the top. And so stereotypes are also a part of this political correctness, because some people are just going to always believe the stereotype, and they're going to treat you with the stereotype. Like, I had a lot of people, I mean, we're in the work setting. I had bosses coming, "What's up, girlfriend?" And, you know, I'm thinking in my head, like, is this how you think that is an appropriate way? I don't hear you saying that to, you know, this person over here, or that person over there, but you say that to me, like I guess you're trying to relate to me or whatever. But I would rather you just say "What's up," you know. If you wanted to say "What's up," or maybe "Hi," or "Good morning," you know, those are okay greetings too. But I guess that's just, I mean, part of being here, and I never really took offense to that, you know. But sometimes, like, if something was going wrong, like if somebody were having an issue with our boss or something, they always expected me to be the one that was gonna say something. Like, I was gonna be the one that went off and got my head rolling and snapping my fingers, and if I didn't, you know, they were like, "Oh, you know, you're not mad about this. You're not gonna say something to him. You're not gonna go off." I mean, you know, they just always expected me to be that stereotype, you know. And yeah, I said from some things and stereotypes are true, because sometimes I do snap my fingers and roll my neck and roll my eyes, you know. It is part of my mannerisms, but you can't always, you know, it would be nice if we could just get to know each other on that one-on-one basis, if we could talk to each other more or spend more time, you know, trying to communicate. I think Nurky did a podcast about this, just talking to each other, just, you know, he said he was on the bus and he'd sit there and just like have really deep conversations with people. And I think he was right. We really do shy away from that. But then we'll sit back and we'll form an opinion and think that that opinion should be pushed off on everybody. And we don't even know people, you know, we're too grown now, you know, it's like we get older and we lose that childhood innocence of always searching and trying to form an idea. We get these ideas, and I think I'm guilty of this myself, you know. You get these ideas, well, this is what I believe, and then you're stuck there. You know, you don't ever try to grow from that. You don't ever try to come up and change or accept some other idea that might be counter to what you've been thinking all these years. I think we become stagnant as adults. And I think, like right now in my personal life, I'm going through schooling again. And so I guess my mind is just so completely open to anything new and anything that is outside of the box, because I'm able to actually think again. I'm not a drone. I'm not going in and signing my timesheet and sitting down at my desk and every day 9 to 5 in it. I feel like I was stuck in a rut and stuck in like some sort of stagnation stage, and my mind was stuck in that same rut too, and I was pounding my same ideas over and over and over again. But now I feel like my mind has opened up, and I think when you allow yourself to actually maybe actually weigh an issue before you even think to get into that old marching in lockstep, this is my opinion, this is the opinion that I formed 10, 20 years ago. 10, 20 years ago, it may have been valid, but today, is it valid? Can you really, as an adult, reevaluate your opinions and your positions? And can you really have an open mind? And without that open mind, you know, you're not gonna be able to relate to people. You're going to be stuck in your position, and that person is stuck in their position, and you're always going to be bumping heads. And I think that's a lot of what's going on here in America right now. And I guess living in a red state and being, blue liberal, I just get to see that just because of my opinions, and I know the opinions of the people around me, you know. And we're all too grown, you know, we're too grown to even think of some change. But I think sometimes we need to shut up and listen, or not, you know. If we're gonna be judging each other and our personal lives are gonna become legislation, then maybe somebody should be listening to what's personal to us. So, oh God. I'm just ranting on and on and on. So I just wanted to come back and say, great podcast, How Much Is a Doggy? And it was so good to hear God weigh in on this. We girls have been going back and forth, and like Benevolent said, we just pushed through. We were determined that this conversation was going to happen, and I think it's a conversation that needs to happen. And I hope more people join in, and I'll talk to you guys again later. Peace.